Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Well, hello and welcome to this edition of your half hour inspirational program. This is a component of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. The Dr. Jesse Walker Show airs every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Your half hour inspirational program, and of course, airs every Friday from 7 to 7:30 Eastern Standard Time. Tonight, we're going to be joined by a very special featured guest. We're going to have Dr. Sharon Cannon. She's the author of Women of the Bible, The Good, The Bad, and Ugly, Then and Now. You know, when we talk about the good, the bad, the ugly, we often think about the movie, The Good, The Bad, The Ugly. And then when you think about the book, you know, Women of the Bible, The Good, The Bad, The Ugly, and Ugly, Then and Now, it's hard to find that there were women that were ugly in the Bible. But let's see if apparently she's probably talking about the characters of these women, and we're going to find out tonight as our author joins us. Dr. Candace is a soldier for the Lord, and apparently she knew this at a very young age, that she was different. She's achieved many acknowledgments relative to spreading the word through her teaching, while being also a motivational mentor, businesswoman, and a public speaker. The book that you're going to be hearing about tonight, coming forward to us from Dr. Cannon, has reasons about women, of course, some good, bad, and, of course, ugly. And it gives us an opportunity to assess this Bible study and devotional journey as we venture through it. Now, her book is for anyone interested in reading a book that is exciting and triggering and shares personality traits of women then and compare them to women of our current time. Now, with the purchase of this book, and I'm sure she'll tell you more about it, books retails for $10. You also receive a bookmark, notepad, pen, and a personalized signed copy of the book. You can visit her at a website, and she'll reiterate a lot of what I'm saying tonight. Just simply go to www.sacpr.com. I understand her book is also available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and, of course, you can go to her website as well. All right, we're going to invite her in momentarily. We first have to make a commercial break, and that is next week we got a very special show coming to us forward, the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You really don't want to miss next week's show. We will probably once again be traveling to bring you that broadcast. And, of course, in tonight's broadcast, we want to remind everybody to please be safe out there, because you definitely want to be able to do that. Let's go ahead without further ado, and I'm going to go ahead and welcome my featured guest for the evening, Dr. Sharon Cannon. Dr. Cannon, welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, which is a component, actually your half-hour inspirational programming, component of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You're on the air, and you're with us live. Tell us a little bit about yourself and welcome.
How are you? How you doing?
Just wonderful. I'm doing just wonderful. I trust you are as well.
Oh, yes. It's raining here in Tennessee, but we're not going to let that rain dampen anything that we've got to do in this next half hour.
Well, that's great. I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear your faithfulness. I hope I covered everything right in your bio this evening, Dr. Cannon. And why don't you tell our listening audience, perhaps you want to reiterate some of that, and I remind you that this half hour goes rather swiftly. So we got a lot to cover in such a short time.
Well, I just want to tell everybody that this is an opportunity for me to share an outline, basically, of some women who had some good and there were some bad and some ugly traits and characteristics that were in the Bible over 2,000 years ago. And then we've got some people right here today and now that have some of those same characteristics. And I just want to take you to another level with your devotions, how important that is to have devotions on a daily basis. So I'm excited about it, and I want Dr. Walker to initiate. He had sent me some names, and I want to know which one do you want to talk about first.
Okay, just before we get into those, the good, the bad, and the ugly, we want to invite the presence of the Lord into our programming tonight. So bow your heads with us. Father, we thank you for all the blessings that you have sent our way. We thank you for protecting us, Lord, and we know that you've got our backs with this pandemic that's going on throughout the world. So, oh Lord, we know that as your children that we're going to give you all the praise, honor, and the glory, that you will give us the victory. We pray for our neighbors, our friends, our leaders, and the sciences that are doing all that perhaps they can to see how we can contain this thing. And we thank you for giving us the victory. And these and other blessings, we invite you into our programming tonight. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, those that love the Lord say amen.
Amen.
All right. So, Dr. Cannon, yes, our half hour, we're already down to 19 minutes left. If I have listeners out there tonight, that if you decide that you want to chime in and perhaps ask a question, please, by all means, press 1 on your dial. We'll be able to get you into a queue, and you may be able to ask Dr. Cannon a question or two. I do want to start out, Dr. Cannon, by asking this question. When you say, when I think about the good, the bad, and the ugly, I think about that movie. It was a cowboy movie that was quite enjoyable. I've probably seen it 3 or 4 times. Now, tell us what you're talking about or referring to when you are saying that there were some ugly women.
There were some ugly is ugly does acting women. And I'm going to explain maybe a few good ones, a few bad, and I'm going to tell you about an ugly acting one as well. And so when I say ugly, it may have something to do with their characteristics as far as what they may have looked like, how I may have described them in the book, or what they may have done that made it ugly.
Okay, all right. Well, in fact, I do have some questions. So now that I know that you're referring to them not in terms of the exterior, but you're referring to the ugliness of their behavior.
Yes.
Wow, because it's hard for me to even conceive that a woman is ugly, even if some may not find her to be attractive. But we all have beauty is in the eye of the beholder, but this obviously is not reference to the external beauty that you talk about. All right, so thank you for that. Let's start out with, I want to be very careful when I talk about, Mary, the mother of Jesus. And I can't in any way see her as being ugly or bad. So can we start out with Mary, the mother of Jesus? And I'm sure that she's on your list of being one of the good women in the Bible. And tell us something that we may not already know about Mary being the mother of Jesus.
Well, one of the key things about the book is every woman was not categorized as being good, bad, or ugly. I put Mary, the mother of Jesus, under Jesus's relationships with women. And believe it or not, the name Mary was a common name in the Bible. So when I started looking it up, I found that there were 4 women named Mary that he had a relationship with. So even Mary, the sister of Martha and Lazarus, Mary Magdalene, that was his friend.
Right.
And then Mary, the other Mary, the mother of James and Jose. But the Mary, the mother of Jesus, she had the most profound opportunity that any woman could imagine, and that is that she was the surrogate mother and that she gave birth to our Savior and Lord. And so she stands apart, and only in the scriptures I found 3 appearances that she is most noted for. The first one, you guys would probably remember when he was 12 and he went to the temple and she couldn't find him. So
right.
She got to Jesus grow up. And as a mother, she went to him and tried to reprimand him. But as we all know, we know how he shared with her about his father's business.
Right.
The second time was when she was present at his first miracle. And what a lot of people didn't really understand was Mary was the one that initiated it, because all she did, she just went to Jesus and told him what was going on. But she also told those servants, you do whatever Jesus asks you to do. And so a
uh-huh.
mother does a lot of times. She has a way of getting her child to do what they need him to do. And the third time, which was the most heartbreaking, was at the cross. And that was the climax of Mary's heartache. And she really showed that she was a mother and the sorrow that all mothers would face if you're losing a child. So I'm
wow.
sure that you'll look at those three things in a different manner now, because that's as much as I could research to say where her appearances were really prominent in the Bible.
Okay. You know, let's shift gears, and thank you for sharing that on Mary. You know, Mary reminds me of so many mothers, the compassion that she had for her son, just like most mothers would have, I would presume. I mean, it almost brings tears to my eyes when I see and can only imagine, her being there when her son is hanging on a cross and about to die. And, you know, there was nothing within her power that she could do. That's amazing. Okay, as we shift gears, go ahead, Dr. Cannon.
No, you go ahead. Let's move.
Okay, let's take a look at one of the characters that that's quite intriguing. That even when I was in high school, there was a young lady by this name. She had the same name, first name as I did. Jessie was spelled differently. And her friends would often call her Jezebel. And I wondered why. But certainly the Jezebel that I grew up hearing about as a Bible character, she was nothing like that. It was a nickname that she would even, when they called her that, she would actually acknowledge and respond to it. Jezebel, they found it at the time to be rather cute. So how would you identify Jezebel? Was she one of the good, the bad, or the ugly?
Oh, that was an ugly girl. Yeah.
Oh,
and the
my
reason,
goodness.
Yes. I
oh.
mean, she was beautiful to look at, because most of my growing up, whenever I heard someone refer to a woman that was a Jezebel, she was a very attractive woman, and she wore makeup.
Mm-hmm.
No, so that's why people oftentimes refer to him with the jewelry. I mean, she was classy in her own way, but the lady was devious. She wasn't
mm-hmm.
right. She was low down, dirty, sneaky, you know, and she just did some things. And I really want people to read the story in the book, you know, about how bad she was and how they responded to her, because she was treacherous. You know, and she's really named as the baddest girl in the bunch. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's the weirdest woman in the world. That's how we, you know, really refer to her. So it's hard to see her paired up with Ahab, the guy that was
uh-huh.
her husband. I liked
right.
a lot of this, and I'm hoping you have a show one day about the couples, you know, that are in the Bible, how some of them just don't match up to who the other one is and who was henpecked and who wasn't, you know. So it's just
mm-hmm.
really interesting. But Jezebel, I mean, she ran her household. I mean, she was a strong woman, and she succeeded, and she just had a personality, mm-hmm. and it was all about the power.
Right. You know, we're not going to, at this pace, we're not probably going to get to cover a lot of them. So the producers are reminding me at this point that if you're available next week, we'll probably have to have a part two and probably have to extend that show somewhat. Are you open to that if we decide? They'll let us know towards the end of the show, because we're already halfway through tonight's show.
Oh, goodness. Okay, well, you know, we got us an ugly one, okay? We got us a bad one.
Okay,
okay?
So I want to pause this. I do want to pause for a moment, because a lot of men are today sort of like the Jezebels, the bad girl. and you call her the ugly girl. Men of today kind of like that woman who, you know, how would you describe her as? Remember, your book is Good, Bad, Ugly, Then and Now. How would you compare her to now?
Oh, well, we've got some women that are in power, but we use the word bad in our day as meaning something good. We say, oh, that's a bad sister, you know. And we often use our word bad as a different connotation when we're talking about someone.
Okay.
So because she was power-driven and because of what she wanted to do, there are some women who are like that now. Politically, we've got some women that are out there. And then we've got CEOs, different people over companies that if you ask their employees, they tell you, you know, what category that individual may have acted like a gentleman.
Okay, so bad then is contemporary language for now, meaning good. It's reference to contemporary language. We're going to pause just a second, Dr. Cannon, and I'm telling you, tonight's show is just about over. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to, looks like Inverary, Florida. We're going to go to 352-560. Welcome to the Your Half Hour Inspirational Program. And who do we have on the air with us?
Hi, this is Liz. How's everyone?
Bye.
Liz, we're doing great. Thank you for joining us, Liz. Did you have a question for Dr. Cannon, a brief question?
Yes. I would like to ask her if she feels that Bathsheba and the cockeyed one, Leah, were forced into having sex with the king, David, and she could not say no to the king or she could have her head cut off. And Leah, could she not listen to her dad and go in with Jacob at night covered up pretending to be Rachel? I mean, did these women have a choice or did they have to do what their father and the king said to do?
Well, first of all, with Bathsheba, she was the one on top of the rooftop bathing. So
okay. She
was letting all of her birthday suit be seen, and he just happened to be looking out the window. And
okay.
He, being who he was, he desired her. And so that's
okay.
My take on it, that, you know, even today we try to say that people should say no when they're tempted, but Bathsheba, to me, could have withheld. She shouldn't have made herself so available to him just because he had the power. That's what happens with most men that are the kings. And as far as you call
okay.
her cockeyed Leah, and she
well,
fell
we
up.
Well, weak-eyed, the Bible say.
Well, weak-eyed, yeah. But what we basically looked at her was she was the oldest, and her
right.
dad, and he did have a lot to do with that, and you weren't going to tell your daddy, I'm not going to do this. And
right.
she kind of desired Jacob as well, so because
right.
she went through with it, or she could have told him. But she made sure she took care of him because she bore him a lot of baby boys.
Mm.
Okay, so you don't think she had a choice?
No, she didn't have a choice. Her dad, you know, put her in that predicament, and you know, you give allegiance to your elders, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right. Let me intercede right here, and I want to ask this question. You know, I don't know, maybe it's the man in me. You say that David, being who he was, it almost sounds like he just, that's who, his nature, to go after the beautiful woman in Bathsheba. But are you inferring that it may have been some of Bathsheba's fault? At first she was so beautiful, and then by her bathing out there, that she may have intentionally enticed him to be lured to her beauty and body?
Yes, I think so, because her husband
wow.
was out by four, you know,
wow.
and here she's exhibiting all her goodies, and he could have had any woman that he wanted. He had plenty of concubines and things, so he just specifically saw something that he wanted, and he was determined to get it.
So are you inferring then that David, the nature of David was, I always get this mixed up. There was Solomon, Jesse, and David. One was the father, one was the son, one was, of course, the grandson. So if David was the son of Solomon. Was
no,
he who
the
lived?
Opposite. I know Jesse.
Okay. Okay, Jesse was the, which one, where did Jesse,
grandfather.
Where did the order come in? Jesse was grandfather.
Grandfather
so
is
then,
Jesse.
It's Jesse, right. Then you had Solomon?
No, that's the David's son.
David's son, right. Okay, so then, if that's the case, was David like his father? Are you, is that what you're saying, Dr. Cannon? That
no.
Then who he was?
No, remember who David was now. David was a man after whose own heart?
God.
After God's own heart.
That's right.
But you're saying, but this was the same man
and
who was, the, go ahead, that was the king that took
that
on
it,
the kingdom.
It didn't mean it was inherited. David did his
was,
thing on his own.
David did. So it was or was not inherited?
It was not inherited.
So you're saying that it's a possibility that genes aren't there's not a lineage of the genes that maybe you take on certain characteristics of your parents?
Yes, some you can, but there are also things that you can stop, you know, that
okay.
may be happening. It's just like, we both got that psychology background with anger management, okay, just because
uh-huh.
one person a father or whatever is cruel and inhumane, it doesn't mean that it's going to trickle down to every person from them. That's
okay.
not true. It can
right.
be stopped.
I just wanted to find out because you said David being the man who he is. But I don't know. I can't say that it was all that she was fault, that she was beautiful and enticed him. I mean, I think as a man, I think most men, when they see a woman that's pleasing to the eye, it's hard to resist that beauty. And so even now, would you say even now? I mean, there's then, you had the beauty then, and now we're looking at comparing, as your book said, the women of the Bible, good, bad, ugly, then and now. So how's the now for women of today relative to Bathsheba?
I guess I'd have to say that she knew she was a married woman. So she entered
okay.
into an marital affair, you know.
Right.
So that's exactly what would be happening if I had to compare it to now, because she
okay.
did belong to someone else. She was married.
All right. Wow. So
she had no
as Liz said,
that.
Yeah, as Liz said, I mean, wouldn't it be difficult, like you, the women of today, their bosses who are CEOs or high-powered, And I'm not generalizing. I don't mean to generalize or even be specific and talk about this agenda. But we are addressing women of the Bible, then and now, reference to your book. Do you think that it's maybe now is even difficult for a woman to resist her boss who may be coming on to her if it's a male?
Well, we have seen from what the media is putting out here lately about even through the years, how temptation comes up, and because of that person being in power, you have to think, am I going to keep my job? Am I going to lose my job? And some of these people, the women, I should say, had to go through with it, but then they finally
mm-hmm.
came clean because it bothered them too much, and they were bold enough to come out. And so some
okay.
may have been predicaments to where they had no choice.
Okay. All right. Let's proceed. Others of you all, we've got about 6 minutes before we bring the show to a close, and they're letting me know now that there is a likelihood that we'll go with a part two and maybe even a part three if we have to. Let's go to Rachel right now. Was Rachel good, bad, ugly?
Rachel started out really being a sweet young lady. In fact, she was Jacob's cousin. I call them kissing cousins because her father, Laban, and Rachel, Rebecca, his mom, they were brother and sister. And back then you could marry, but poor Jacob, he had to work 14 years just to try to get to Rachel. And when Leah, that little sister, played her little game of swapping, you know, sister swapping is what I call it, when Rachel was a good girl through it. I mean, there's not many women today, if I was to look at it now, that really could have done what she did, you know, being calm when your sister's marrying your man. And so the woman of today, like now, would really have acted out. or I should say clowned, you know, if the truth be told. So she was, you know, she was a lady, you know, through all of it. But, you know, enough is enough. And so it was going to come to a head, but she got what she was waiting for, you know. And
but
it was
wasn't it the father that actually deceived Jacob? Wasn't it the father?
Yeah, it was definitely him. That's what we were talking about with Leah, because Leah was the older sister, and he knew that in the lineage that the older sister was to marry first.
Right. Okay. All right. Awesome.
To get
awesome.
Rid of her, you know, first.
Right.
You know.
Right. Okay, so we've covered Rachel. Yeah, my goodness. That's amazing. How about Naomi? Where is Naomi?
Oh, yeah. Can't talk about Naomi without talking about Ruth and that beautiful lady. And she's noted, if you would read Ruth, the first chapter, that verse 6, it's a prominent verse. And it says, your people shall be my people and your God my
right.
God. And so Ruth was an extraordinary woman because she showed loyalty and love to her mother-in-law, which was Naomi. And because of that, if you were to look at that now today, these women don't have any commitment for their mother-in-laws. They call them monster-in-laws, you know.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That's
amazing. And that's a very good way to put it. Even
sometimes
men don't care for their mother-in-laws. But go ahead.
That's right. But on the other hand, that mother-in-law, being Naomi, she was the one that was responsible for the introduction of introducing and hooking up Boaz, you know. And she was also the one orchestrating How to Get a Man series. She put it in place, you know, with Ruth telling her all the things she needed to do. And now, if you were to compare it to that, we have to say all these single ladies, you need to pray and tell God exactly and specifically what you want and get rid of that bozo and wait on your Boaz.
Oh, wow. Wait a minute. Get rid of that bozo. So are you saying, wait a minute, I got to come back on this one here. Dr. Cannon, are you telling me if a woman is married and the
single ladies. I said single ladies.
Okay, so, but it implies that she has a man. Get rid of that bozo, meaning there must be a man somewhere present.
Someone. Yeah, she could be dating someone, and he may be a bozo.
Okay. All right, just wanted to clear that up for the people who are listening to the show tonight. Liz, we're going to bring you back in just for a question. We're not going to be able to get to many of you all because we're 90 seconds outside of closing down tonight's show. Liz, did you have another question just quickly?
Yes, the woman with the issue of blood, she had to go through a lot to get to Jesus. Was she a good woman, ugly, bad?
She was a good woman. She was a faithful woman. She had the faith to ensure that she was taken care of, because she knew that if she could just touch the hem of his garment, that she would be made whole.
Yes, and I want to say real quick, I learned about Bathsheba and Leah more from you explaining about them, so thank you.
You're more than welcome.
You know, just before we go, I can't leave, and next week, definitely next week we're going to go for a 49. Excuse me, a 45-minute show. Are you available next week, Dr. Cannon, same time?
Yes, I will be.
Okay, for a part two, a follow-up on this one here. But before we go tonight, we're 60 seconds out. I got to ask about Eve because, I mean, when I pray that heaven becomes my home, and I think there's a whole lot of us, particularly the men and women, for that matter, we want to ask Eve a whole bunch of questions. Tell us about Eve.
Well, the biggest thing is, did you know that our first lady was a bad girl? You know, because the biggest thing was...
Now, is that
bad contemporary? No.
You're confusing
me. It was bad because of her disobedience. I mean, she was a good girl gone bad because of her disobedience. You know.
Okay.
Because she knew the rules, knew the regulations, and that one outstanding characteristic about her is that she was able to distinguish between right and wrong. She knew better, you know, but
okay,
because...
So let me ask you this. How do we compare the women of today as the modern-day Eve? You know, that was then and now.
Well, we say that a phrase that's been made popular over the years, when someone tempts you, you just say what? No.
You say no. But does no doesn't always mean no, though.
Well, we're finding that out, too. And that's why she was not only having difficulty with us as women, we have to have childbirth and hurt like we do. She was also barred from the garden. She was made homeless.
Right. Okay. But God didn't leave them out there in the cold. He provided for them through his plan of salvation, which he knew, in fact, that they were going to fall. So,
yes.
And that's just my opinion. Listen, we're out of time. Dr. Cannon, we really appreciate your being here with us tonight. Next week, I always know that these shows go real quickly. Next week, we're going to, more than likely, they're telling me that we'll extend the show. We will bring, next week should be the 26th, I believe it is, or the 27th. And what we'll, we will extend the show, they're telling me. And we're not sure what city we'll be in at that time, but I'm pretty sure we'll be able to bring it. Listen, we're out of time. Dr. Cannon, any final thoughts? 15 seconds or so?
Well, just happy to know that we get this opportunity to share the word and to let individuals know the book is in English, Spanish, and I also have audio books for those that might have difficulty reading. Thank you.
Okay, and then tell them once again the phone number or an email address or your website,
well,
those three things.
Sure. Website is www.sac, as in cat, P as in Paul, R as in Robert, .com, I should say. Yeah.
All right, on that note, we're completely out of time. Listen, I do appreciate all of you all joining us this evening, my very special guest, Dr. Sharon Cannon. We look forward to her coming back next week. Join us back here live next Thursday for the Dr. Jesse Walk Show. And, of course, if you choose to bypass next Thursday's show, we're going to ask you to join us back here live next Friday. Next Thursday's show will be the next Thursday. Should we live our lives in fear of the unknown? Should we live our lives in the fear of the unknown? That's next Thursday's topic. And then, of course, next Friday we're going to bring you back here and talk some more with Dr. Sharon Cannon about the women of the Bible, good, bad, and ugly, then and now. Until next Thursday, until next Friday, I say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. You all did great.
Good night.
Good night.